现在是读我们每个月的金句的时候、use whatever language you feel comfortable、apparently the PowerPoint only in Chinese then the English piece look at your bulletin so on the bulletin、the second page the second paragraph that will be your framework for monthly 我们一年来读两次一二三因他使我们和睦将两下合而为一拆毁了中间隔裂的墙而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇就是那记在律法上的规条为要将两下藉着自己造成一个新人而此便成就了和睦以弗所书二章十四十五节 One more time 因他使我们和睦将两下合而为一拆毁了中间隔裂的墙而且以自己的身体为掉冤仇就是那记在律法上的规条为要将两下藉着自己造成一个新人如此便成就了和睦以弗所书二章十四十五节 Now is a scripture reading for the English brother and sister please look at your bulletin I read it in Chinese First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 13. 我们今天 读经的经文是记载于哥林多前书三章十至十三节。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，在别人有别人在上面建造只是各人要谨慎怎样在上面建造因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督此外没有人能立别的根基若有人用金银宝石草木和街在这些根基上建造各人的工程必然显露因为那日子将要他表明出来有火发现这火要试验各人的工程怎样圣经一段读品愿神祝福听他话语的人现在是讲到Today's sermon is by Justin and then Renovation the Heart Oh, by the way, Jing is our interpreter
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
It's refreshing to be here to be able to preach to you this morning.
我好高兴喺呢度同大家分享神嘅信息。
Because I feel like in the summer, just so many things were happening, and having my lovely wife to come back as well. Just I think today is wonderful for me to preach today.
暑假发生了很多事我特别高兴是因为我很可爱的太太回到我身边
My wife has not heard me preach for a very very long time
我太太已经很久没听过我讲道
So this one is one that she has never heard before
这一篇道是她从来没听过的
So why don't we bow down in prayer this morning
我们请低头祈祷
Father God, we thank you so much
天父我们感谢你
We thank you for all the friends and families, brothers and sisters that we come together and we are your church.
我们感谢你，我们好像一家人这样，是兄弟姊妹，好像一个家庭，是来到你的教会。
But we know, Father, that like any family, we have problems and we have to work out those problems.
就好像在自己家一样，我们都有一些的问题，有一些的冲突，所以我们是需要解决。
So Father, for this sermon, we just pray that the Word of God would just be able to sit in our hearts and that we would listen to you and have the Word change our hearts.
我们求主的说话是藏在我们的心里面以致你的说话能够改变我们。
So Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray.
我哋感謝你，奉主耶穌基督嘅名求，阿門。
Amen. Well, today's sermon is called Renovating the Heart.
今日嘅題目係心嘅修復。
And each of us, I really think each of us needs to renovate something about our hearts, our lives, and our faith journey.
我覺得我哋每個人都需要修整我哋嘅心。修整我哋嘅生命同埋我哋信心嘅旅程。
There is no one here that has a perfect spiritual life, nor the perfect relationship with God or even with each other.
我哋喺每一个人里边，我哋都冇一个完美嘅同神嘅关系，或者系完整同人嘅关系。
And we all need to admit that we need help and that we need to renovate our hearts, especially myself.
是特別是我到我自己我們其實每個人都需要修整我們的心是我們都需要幫忙
And so to begin, I want to start with a story of three little pigs
我是想跟大家講一個三隻小豬的故事
And so there were the three little pigs and then one day they decided to leave home to each build themselves a house
咁呢三隻小豬咧，有一日決定離開佢屋企，自己咧去建立一個家庭。咁佢哋就離開咗。
So the first pig he went out and he built himself a house and he decided to build his house made of straw.
第一隻小豬所建立嘅屋企咧，係用禾秆草做嘅。
And so the second piggy he went out and he built himself a house made of sticks.
第二隻小豬所做嘅咧，就係用一啲樹枝。
And so the third piggy went out and he built himself a house made of bricks.
咁第三隻小豬咧，就用啲磚頭做咗間屋。
Then big bad wolf came and he went to the house of the first piggy and said, "Little pig, little pig, why don't you let me come in?"
咁嗰只好恶嘅豺狼咧，就嚟到去到第一只小猪嗰度，就话：不如你俾我入嚟啦。
And the first piggy said, "Not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin."
咁第一只小猪就话：绝对不可。
So the wolf huffed, and he puffed, and he blew down the house because it was made of straw.
咁呢只好恶嘅豺狼咧就。吸一啖氣咁樣吹就吹冧咗呢間屋，因為佢只係用禾秆草做嘅。
And the piggy got scared and ran to the second house that was made of sticks.
咁第一隻小豬就好驚，走去佢嘅兄弟第二隻小豬嘅屋企。
And so the big bad wolf went to that house and said the same thing, "Let me come in."
咁嗰呢只好惡嘅豺狼又去到第二隻小豬屋企，就話我想入嚟。
And so the second piggy said, "Not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin."
咁第二隻小豬又話：絕對不可。
And the wolf huffed, and he puffed, and he blew down the house because the house was made of sticks.
咁個豺狼咧又吸一大啖氣，咁又吹冧呢間屋，因為佢只不過係用樹枝做。
The piggies got scared, and then they ran to the house that were made of bricks.
咁呢两只小猪咧就去第三只小猪屋企，系用砖头做嘅。
So the big bad wolf said the same thing, "Let me come in."
咁呢只好恶嘅豺狼又去话我要入嚟。
The third piggy said, "Not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin."
第三只小猪亦都同样话绝对唔可以入嚟。
And the wolf huffed, and he puffed.And he tried to blow down the house, but it would not blow down because it was made of bricks.
咁第呢只豺狼咧就又吸一大啖气，想吹冧间屋，但系吹极都唔冧，因为系砖头做嘅。
So the wolf got mad, and then he decided just to leave, and he went his own way.
咁呢豺狼就好嬲，咁唯有咧走咗。
So then the third piggy looked at the other two piggies and asked them.Why on God's earth would you make your houses made of straw and sticks?
咁第三隻小豬咧就同佢兩個兄弟話：點解你會蠢成咁噶？用禾秆草同埋樹枝做屋呢
And then the two piggies looked at each other and said, because we thought the wolf was our friend.
咁呢两只小猪话，就系因为我哋以为个豺狼系我哋嘅好朋友咯。
That last part I added myself.
最尾嗰句系我自己作出嚟嘅。
But I think it's very relevant to what we're learning today.
实在呢系同我哋今日所讲嘅好有关系。
The Apostle Paul writes in the book of Corinthians some words that are not too dissimilar to the story we just heard.
保罗喺哥林多前书所讲嘅说话，其实同我哋头先个故事系差唔多。
And so he writes in 1 Corinthians, I'll skip straight to verse 12 and 13. Paul says, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay or straw, their work will be shown for what it is because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire. And the fire will test the quality of each person's work.
咁喺哥林多前书第十二节嗰度，第三章第十二节就话：若有人系用金银宝石、草木和街，在呢个根基上建造，各人嘅工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，呢个火要试验。各人的工程怎样？
And so I think it's very clear that whenever we are building a house or even a church, it is so crucial to understand the resources that we use to build the church.
所以无论我们起屋又好，起一间教会又好，我们一定要知道我们自己的材料，自己的资源。
And since our church right now is going through renovations, I think it's absolutely appropriate for us to talk about how we are renovating not just the church building, but how are we renovating our own hearts.
尤其是我们教会现在是在做装修，所以这个题目正是适合是我们怎样装修，修理我们自己的心。
If you didn't know, the heart is a very complicated thing.
你们大家都知道自己的心呢，其实是一个很复杂的问题。
It's complicated because so many times we come to church, perhaps with a smile on our face, showing each other that we are happy and that we are great. But deep inside, we are actually struggling with possibly unresolved conflict and even bitterness.
很多时候我们来到教会表现得呢都好像很喜乐地笑容满面，好像呢万事都很顺利，但其实内心里面呢是充满了冲突和有苦涩。
I'm not saying that is everyone, that not everyone here is full of bitterness and rage, but I'm sure that there's a good number of us.
我相信不是每个人都是这样的，里面是充满苦涩，但是呢，我相信都好大部分嘅人呢有咁样嘅困难。
And our heart is important. Our heart determines what we desire, what we want, and how we come together as family.
我哋嘅心呢里面系有好多嘅欲望，好多嘅希望。咁所以呢，当我哋嚟到一齐，好似一家人咁嘅时候呢，就好复杂。
And every time we do Bible studies or even listen to sermons, we should always be thinking about how are we renovating the heart.
所以我们去读经、去查经的时候、听到的时候，我们其实呢是需要思想下自己的心怎样被我们所听的东西来到修整呢。
In these verses that we just read from Paul, he writes with the message of how to renovate the church, not just how the building looks, but rather how his church was coming together as family.
咁保罗喺呢段圣经里边就系讲到一个教会点样被建立，就唔系讲紧一个建筑物，乃系讲紧系里边嘅信徒嘅心。
And it's funny because Paul's church back a long time ago, I'm sure they had struggles not too dissimilar from the church that we have today with people arguing quite often.
相信保罗当时的教会和今天的教会都是差不多，是之间是有很多的冲突。
And so Paul, he's just so tired of how people are bickering and arguing. And so he writes to them how a healthy church family is built. And then he begins with the resource.
所以保罗呢就觉得这样在教会是不好的。所以呢就想教会成为一家人的时候是怎样能够是和睦的相处。
So the first point I want to start with is, what resource do we renovate with?
咁所以我第一点想讲嘅就系我哋嘅心里边究竟用啲咩资源，用啲咩材料嚟建造修理嘅咧
？Of course, we read that Paul uses certain resources to explain his point, and if you follow his pattern, you can see that he starts with the best material first, going downwards to the worst materials last.
所以你睇保罗写嘅经文里边咧，系有一个模式嘅，佢系用一啲实物，咁先系最宝贵嘅实物，然之后直到嗰啲系最唔值钱嘅嘢。
Right, so he goes with gold, right? And I'm sure you all know why gold is the most important. Gold, silver, stones, wood, and then the hay and the straws.
佢開始嘅時候係先用嗰啲最寶貴嘅，好似金啦，跟住係銀啦，跟住係寶石啦，係木啦，同埋咧係禾秆草。
I need you to pay close attention to this pattern because the pattern is not about the strength of the resource, no, but rather the purity of each item.
我想大家注意，佢用呢一个模式去形容呢啲嘅实物嘅时候咧，佢注重嘅唔系佢哋系有咩力量，有啲咩质量，乃系注重咧佢哋嗰个嘅纯度，即系嗰个好纯洁嘅程度。
The pattern cannot be a symbol of strength because we all know that gold is a very very soft metal.And actually, wood is a much better construction material than gold. So the pattern is not about the strength of the item, but rather it is the purity and the quality of each item.
佢咁样好有次序咁样提出呢一啲嘅唔同嘅实物咧，其实唔系讲呢一样实物系有啲咩嘅力量。例如我哋知道金咧系好柔软嘅一个实物。但是反而木咧系好结实嘅，用嚟起屋咧系好有用嘅。
And purity is important, and so purity is what's important here, because Paul says that the fire will be the testing element of each of the person's work.
所以呢个纯度呢？是那样实物的纯度是最重要，因为有火会来试验这些纯度。
The higher the purity, and depending on what the quality of that thing is, the better it can to resist fire and judgment.
所以纯度越是好，那这样实物就更加能够被火试验和被审判。
And we know that gold is a very good substance to withstand testing and fire and judgment.
我哋知道纯金咧系能够被火试验，又能够经过呢啲嘅试验。
I know I've shared this story before, but I really want to share it again. A long time ago at home, I had a little piece of gold, and I was curious to know how much this gold was worth.
我可能同大家讲过呢个故事，但系咧，我都要继续讲，因为咧，我屋企咧有一嚿金吓，细细嚿嘅啫。不过咧，我咧就想知道佢系咪真系纯金。
It was a long time ago when gold was just increasing in value, so I was very curious. Oh, what is my little piece of gold worth?
咁啱啱金价咧就起紧，咁我咧就好想知道我嗰呢嚿咁嘅金咧究竟值几多钱咧？
And so I took my piece of gold and I went over to Aberdeen Center because there was a jewelry shop called Six Fortune Jewelry Shop and I wanted to see how much my gold is worth.
咁咧，我就将呢一嚿细细嘅纯金就拎去香港仔中心，嗰度有间六福珠宝店，咁咧我就拎去嗰度试下啦。
I walk inside and I walk up to the lady and I ask her, how much is this worth?
咁我去到嗰度真系拎俾嗰个珠宝行嘅人，就问佢：我呢嚿金究竟值几多钱？
So she took it. And then she put it on this wooden block that's like seared black. And she put it on there.
佢就将呢嚿金摆喺一嚿木嗰度，嗰嚿木咧就系好似曾经咧系俾火烧到咧系好黑咁样。
And I was very young. I was thinking that she would put it on a scale to see how much it weighs, or she would put some wires on it to see some sort of like the conductivity of it to see if it's pure gold. But no, she did something else.
我咧嗰时当时好后生，咁啊以为咧呢嚿金佢梗系摆上个秤嗰度，秤下有几重啊，或者系摆啲。其他嘅電線上去啊，睇下佢會唔會傳電啊咁。
So she reached under her table and then she grabbed this huge blowtorch.
佢咧結果就喺個台底下低咧拎咗一支好大嘅火棒。
And then I started sweating.
咁我咧就開始啊好緊張。
And she says, "Don't worry, if it's real gold, nothing will happen to it."
佢就話：如果係真金咧，就唔會有啲咩意外發生嘅。
So at this point, I'm really sweating.
咁我真係好驚啦。
So she turns on her torch, and she torches it for at least 10 or 15 seconds, just holding it there until my item just started glowing, and emitting light.
咁佢用呢個火棒咧，最少10至15秒咧，係向住我嚿好細嘅金咧，一度嚟到燒，咁咧燒到咧嗰嚿金咧，結果真係紅起上嚟。
So thankfully, my little piece of gold it passed the test.
結果咧，我好感謝，因為我嚿金咧冇溶曬，係咧成為真係一個真金。
But I understand. I'm sure that it's very easy to fake gold, and so I'm sure that if there were any impurities, if there were any ways that I was trying to make my gold heavier than it was with, I don't know, Play-Doh or plastic, it would surely have melted off by the blowtorch.
咁我好深信，如果我係喺個金嗰度做嗰啲手腳嘅咧，咁嗰個咁熱嘅火。系烧落去嘅时候咧，其他嘅杂质一定会溶咗。
The best resource to build our church is a resource that would withstand testing and judgment from God.
所以用嚟建立我哋教会最好嘅材料，其实咧就系能够经过火嘅试验同埋经过审判。
Now.I'm not saying we need to renovate our church with actual gold. That would be a terrible idea. It would cost a lot of money, and it would be not very efficient. That's not what I'm saying.
我唔係話我哋而家要用精金嚟到做我哋教會呢件咧，唔會係一件好事。
I'm saying that we need to build the foundations of our church, build the foundations of our hearts.With resources that are pure and that something that we can withstand the testing and that can withstand the judgment.
係，我覺得我哋教會嘅根基同埋我哋嘅心裏邊嗰個材料應該係好純潔嘅，係可以經得火嘅試驗同埋經得過審判。
And I am sure, I am positive.That you know what this resource is, and it is surely on the Word of God.
我深信你知道自己内心建立自己内心嗰个材料最重要系乜嘢？系神嘅话语。
The unchanging and infallible Word of God. The Word of God is the best and purest resource that we have to renovate our hearts.
神嘅话语系完全无误嘅。并且咧系从神嗰度嚟，呢个系我哋应该用最好最纯嘅材料嚟到建立。
Let me ask everyone here a question. Think back to the time that you came to church and you became a Christian. Just think honestly. How did you grow and how did you construct the foundations of your spiritual life?
我希望大家能够可以回想翻好早之前，你初初信主嘅时候，究竟你初信主嘅时候，你点样成长嘅呢？你嘅属灵生命系建立喺啲乜嘢嗰度嚟到成长嘅呢？
It's an absolutely important question to ask you. How did you grow? What resources did you have? Who did you learn from? And then what did you do with that learning?
是最重要就是大家回想回你自己初信主的时候，你是什么材料建立的呢？究竟你所学的东西是从哪个那里学来的呢？你学了之后你怎么应用呢？
We have to be extremely honest about this, because one big danger that we have is that we think that we've all grown up fully digesting the word of God.Really, it's possible that we filled ourselves with something other than the Word of God.
我哋一定要好诚实面对自己。好多时我哋以为自己已经成长咗啦，我哋已经消化晒神嘅话语，我哋已经好熟悉。但系其实咧，我哋嘅里边啊，系反而被其他好多嘅材料咧系充满。
We filled ourselves with resources that we thought were good.But they really aren't.
这些材料可能我们以为是好的，其实呢是对我们不好。
And that's an extremely big danger when we replace the word of God with something else.
这个是一个很大的危险，如果我们将神的话语用其他的东西来到代替。
Maybe you ask me, what are some things that we replace the word of God with?
或者你会问我，咁究竟我用啲乜嘢嚟到代替咗神嘅话语呢？
Well, I'm glad you asked me.
我好高兴你想知道。
Well, you know what? I think, and I know, a lot of people who come to church, who say that they grow a lot and they really love the church, but really the only reason why they come to church is for the feeling of friendship.
我知道在这里有很多的弟兄姊妹来到教会，可能是他以为是来到成长了很多，或者是学了很多东西，但是其实他来到教会唯一的原因呢，就是为了交朋友。
And if it's not friendship, it is for dim sum, food, restaurants, eating together, the feeling of socializing.
如果不是为了交朋友，那很多时候就是为了去餐馆一起，大家有些社交生活。
Now don't get me wrong, eating is good.
大家不要误会，即是吃东西不是不好的。
Don't get me wrong, if you come to church because there is this environment that is friendly and welcoming and warm and encouraging, those are all good things.
即你来到教会，教会是充满很温馨的，是很欢迎你的，还有很鼓励你的，那这些都是好事来的，不是不好的。
And so don't get me wrong, if it helps you to get out of bed in the morning because you know that you're going to have a good lunch with your brothers and sisters, that's okay, that's a good thing. This is Pastor Justin, come on.
即如果朝头早起身嘅时候，谂等一阵可以大家去食嘢嘅，有好嘅好朋友一齐嘅，咁唔系一件坏事嚟嘅。
But if the only reason why you come to church is for socializing, then I think that is a resource that will.Diminish.
如果你来到教会只是为了社交的原因，为了交朋友的原因，那这个的材料，这个建造你心的材料呢，是一定会越来越减少的。
It's not everlasting, it's not pure.
因为它是不能够长久的存在，也都不是一个纯洁的理由。
And I say that because inevitably, one day, you will get into a small fight or a quarrel or an argument, and then you're going to suddenly lose that feeling of friendship and warmth. And when that day comes, you're not going to want to come to church.
咁迟早你同呢啲朋友咧，可能就会有一啲嘅冲突。咁大家咧就唔开心嘅时候咧，你就唔想翻教会啦。
It happens all the time.
咁呢啲事咧喺教会时常会发生。
How many people do you know that have stopped coming to church simply because they have lost the feeling of friendship and socialization?
你係咪都認識過好多嘅基督徒？佢哋離開教會係因為佢哋已經失去咗佢哋喜歡嗰種社交同埋朋友嘅感覺呢？
A long time ago, one of my church friends was celebrating her birthday, and she invited most of the fellowship to attend, except for one person.
好耐之前，我一個好朋友喺教會，咁佢生日，佢就請曬成個團契啲人去佢生日會，不過咧就冇請到其中一個。
Now I can't control that. I'm not saying that it's right of her to do that or it's wrong of her to do that. It's her birthday. She can do whatever she wants.
因為係佢嘅生日。是他有权是请哪个，所以我不可以说他做错或者做对，我又不可以是左右他。
However, the person who was left out eventually found out, and he was pretty upset.
那结果没被人请那个呢，总是会发现到原来自己是唯一一个没被请到的。
And soon after, he left the church.
冇幾耐，呢個人就離開咗教會。
I'm not exactly sure what to make of the situation, but this is what I do know, that if we come to church only for the feeling of friendship, that is not enough.
我只係好清楚知道，如果我哋只係為咗社交同埋揾朋友嚟教會嘅時候咧，呢一樣嘢係唔會足夠令到你留低。
So please don't misunderstand me. The church is a great place for family, for friendship, and acceptance. But as soon as you face conflict, brokenness, arguments, you need to rely on something so much stronger.
大家唔好以為我係讲特别的反话，教会是一个很接纳人、很鼓励、很欢迎大家的一个大家庭。但是如果在教会里面有冲突的，是有一些解决不到的人与人之间的困难的时候，如果我们只是为了社交来的时候，我们就不足够让到我们留在教会。
We need to rely on the promises of God that can only be found in His Word.
我们是需要神的应许，神的话语，是这样我们才是足够。
So the resource that we build with is the Bible, the Word. And when we have our resources set out correctly, then we can move on to that next step, how to renovate.
如果我们那个根基是建立在神的话语那里，那我们有足够好的材料，能够怎样再下一步修整我们的心。
So, how to renovate? A long time ago, I used to be glued to the channel called the Food Network.
很久之前呢，是我很喜欢看電視那個講煮餸啊、飲食那個頻率。
And there was one show in particular that was very good. It was called Restaurant Makeover.
我最喜歡看呢，就是怎樣修整那間餐館。
The show was about restaurant owners who felt like their restaurant needed to refresh itself to get another chance at their business.
咁通常咧就係餐館嗰啲老闆啲生意冇咁好，咁咧想重新裝修過間餐館，咁咧就睇下可唔可以又第二個機會。
So a big part of the show includes tearing apart all the existing furniture, tables, wallpaper, old chandeliers, basically ripping apart everything that existed in the old restaurant.
咁嚟裝修嗰啲人咧，就係將舊嘅餐館嗰啲牆紙啊、傢俬啊、台凳啊，甚至係燈啊，咁冚冷都搬走。
And when the restaurant was a complete mess, and that when everything was destroyed, the restaurant owners would be escorted back into the restaurant with blindfolds on, and when they took them off, oh boy, were they shocked.
咁通常咧就係當間餐館已經拆到融融爛爛嘅時候咧，佢哋就會帶嗰個餐館嘅老闆翻嚟，咁蒙住佢隻眼，咁然後突然間打開，俾佢睇到間餐館咧爛成點樣。
And they were so scared. And every episode of Restaurant Makeover would do that.
咁咧每一集都係咁樣嘅，咁呢啲餐館老闆咧，通常咧都係好痛苦啊！睇到自己間餐館咧爛曬。
They would always show the restaurant owners their restaurants after the immediate teardown and before the new renovations took place.
咁通常咧，佢哋係就係喺呢一個時候，當嗰個餐館係整爛曬啦，但係又未。裝修好的時候呢就帶他們回來。
But given a few more days after the construction and changes and restoration, the restaurant owners would be escorted back into their restaurant, absolutely stunned at how amazing their new restaurant looked.
咁過多幾日，當佢哋裝修好曬、全新嘅、好靚嘅，咁呢個餐館嘅老闆翻到嚟睇到嘅時候咧，通常咧都係驚訝不已。
The restaurant owners would be so overjoyed with the new look of their restaurant, they couldn't hold back their tears.
咁通常咧都係好感人嘅一幕，咁嗰個餐館老闆咧就好感動。因為佢嘅餐館咧而家靚到不得了，咁佢即係眼咧都有眼淚水咁。
The renovations were complete.
嗰個裝修咧係全部好完美嘅完結。
So how do we renovate the heart?
咁究竟我哋點樣去復修我哋嘅心咧
？Without question, we need to remove some of the old furniture.That's still in our hearts.
我哋最需要嘅，將有一啲嘢喺我哋內心裏邊一啲舊嘢、一啲舊事、一啲舊嘅傢俬咧，係除去。
We need to actually destroy some of the foundational structures that we have built in our hearts over all this time.
係經過咁多年，我哋收集咗。是建立了一些很舊的東西，一些舊的事，舊的材料在我們的心裡面，我們是需要清理。
If there is anything in our hearts that go against the teachings of the Bible, or if there's anything in your hearts that hang on too tightly to this world, we really need to destroy them.
我哋喺个心里边，如果有啲嘢系唔符合神嘅教导，同佢嘅话语系有相反嘅，或者系我哋一啲旧嘅嘢系好留恋嘅喺呢个世界上，我哋呢啲嘢咧实在需要除掉。
You cannot renovate a heart that is still full of old desires and insecurities.
所以我哋唔能够复修我哋一个心，如果里边系充满。嗰種冇安全感。
You just can't. You can't renovate an old door into a new door by putting a new door onto the old door. It just doesn't work.
所以如果我哋要裝修嘅時候，我哋冇理由將一個新嘅門咧，係就咁釘上一個舊嘅門嗰度。
If you wanted to build a new window, you do not just take a new pane of window and stick it onto the old window and thinking that was a good renovation job.
即係如果我哋要裝修嘅時候，我哋冇理由拎一個新嘅窗門、新嘅玻璃，就咁釘上一個舊嘅窗門嗰度，又認為自己好滿意。
It doesn't work like that. So how does it work if you try to come to church and you try to be a Christian leader while still clenched to your old self?
咁我哋點樣能夠收復我哋嘅心？特別喺教會做領袖嘅，我哋內心仲存住好多舊嘅事。舊嘅嘢係點樣能夠係更新呢？
You have to remove the old before you install the new. And I want everyone here to think very honestly about how they first came to church and about how they grew up.
所以我係需要大家去諗下，究竟你係當初嚟教會嘅時候係點樣樣嘅呢？
And it doesn't matter how long you have been attending church.Or how many ministry positions that you have filled, if you don't have God's word deeply embedded into your heart, you are nothing.
係無論你嚟咗教會幾耐，或者你嘅喺教會嘅侍奉係幾重要，最緊要咧就係你有冇神嘅話語喺你嘅心裏邊咧。如果唔係嘅時候，你就企唔穩。
If you don't have the word of God deeply embedded into your heart, you are like.Straw and sticks just ready to be blown down by someone.
So, if you don't have God's word in your heart, you are like a tree and wood, very easily blown down.
And so, I'm willing to judge myself first. I need to read the Bible more. I need to pray more. I need to stop being complacent with my spiritual relationship.
所以从我自己个人出发，我就知道我需要多读神的话语，是多祈祷，并且呢是多同神有一个好亲密的关系。
I need to rip out the things in my heart that are acting as boundaries for God's word, and I want to use God's word and the Bible and prayer to really sink in deep where it matters.
我是需要将旧嗰啲除去，用神嘅话语嚟做重新建造我嘅心。
And I know, just like in that TV show, that if things are being ripped out, I'll be hurt, I'll be sad, and for sure, I might even have some doubts.
系当我哋旧嘅嘢被除去嘅时候，我哋可能会觉得有啲伤痛，系有啲系困难。
But it needs to hurt.If removing the old furniture out of your heart, if removing the sin and the unresolved issues, if removing it, if it doesn't hurt, you'll know that you're not doing anything.
如果我哋喺将嗰啲旧事除去嘅时候，而心里边唔觉得困难，觉得系伤痛嘅，咁我哋根本咧就系冇做到乜嘢。
It would be like going to the gym and you're trying to build your muscles.If I were to lift up a really, really light weight and I'm just feeling, this is nothing, this is nothing. What effect is it having on my body? Nothing.
如果我們去健身室裡面，那選一個最輕的重量，那又不停以為自己在做運動，但一點都不困難的，那其實對自己完全沒有幫助。
But when you are exercising, and if you are feeling the burn, you're feeling the pain, you know that there is some effect on your body. Some effect on your body.
So when you go to the gym, you can lift some heavier weights. And when you lift some heavy weights, you feel your hand is painful. So at least you know that it will help your muscles.
Sometimes when I come to church, I see a lot of people who are doing the light lifting.And we're walking around, we're just only lifting things over and over and over and over again, but there is no change at all.
So when I come to church, I will see many brothers and sisters, they are just holding a very heavy weight, and they are every day like this.做啲輕輕鬆鬆嘅嘢，完全咧對自己嘅靈性係一啲都冇幫助。
myself included.
是特別是講到關於我自己。
So we know what the resource is. It's the Word of God. And I think we know how to renovate. We got to rip out the old stuff. And the third thing is, do we know who the master is?
我們現在講了是最重要的材料，就是神的話語，也都知道怎樣去維修，就是將那些舊事、舊東西除去。而最重要，第三點呢，就是要知道我們的主人是誰。
Has anyone here heard of a backseat driver before?
大家有沒有聽過那些坐在後面，但是又好像自己在駕車那些人？
I've never been a backseat driver.
我從來沒做過這件事。
I think we all understand that when we are in the passenger seat, and when we watch someone else drive, we often feel like, oh boy, we just have no control.
當我們坐在那個駕車的人旁邊的時候呢，我們實在很緊張的，因為呢實在自己是完全控制不到的車怎樣。
And so often we try to tell the driver how to do something better, either drive faster or drive slower or stop braking so much, or you're just way too close to that other car in front of you. There is something that we always want to say.
所以當我們不是自己駕駛車的時候，我們就有很多說話了，又叫人開快一點，又叫人開慢一點，又叫人不要黐到前面的車那麼近，又叫人不要經常去踩剎掣。
This happens so often, and when we feel like we have no control, for some reason, because of our human heart, it bothers us.
因為我們的內心就是這樣，當我們自己控制不到一件事的時候，我們忍不住就要告訴人聽。
So the question for you is, who is doing the renovating of your heart?
所以最重要知道呢，是誰是修理你的心的主人。
I'm sure you know who.
我深信你知道是誰。
If Jesus says,that there is something in your heart that needs to go, that needs to go.
如果主耶稣是你的主人的时候，他说你的内心有一些杂质是需要除去的，那那样东西就需要除去。
You can't tell Jesus, faster, faster, faster. Or you can't tell Jesus, slower. Oh, no, 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 no. Not that. Please, not that.
你不能够左右你的主人。话俾你嘅主人主耶稣话，快啲快啲快啲，慢啲慢啲慢啲，或者系诶唔好拎走呢一件嘢。
You can't tell Jesus how to renovate your heart. You cannot be a backseat renovator.
你唔能够话俾你嘅主人主耶稣话点样样去修理你嘅心，你唔能够做嗰个好似坐喺架车后边去指导嗰个驾驶员嘅人。
And as I'm sure you know, if you're a backseat renovator, you're going to drive Jesus crazy.
如果你是这样的时候，你一定会令到你的主人主耶稣很痛苦。
If you feel that you aren't growing or moving or changing while you're coming to church, it's probably because Jesus is trying to get rid of something in your heart, but you're holding on to it real tight.
如果你覺得你自己來到教會，你的靈性並沒有增長，或者是你的心沒有被修理的時候，通常都是有一些東西，有些舊事，有些過去的東西，你收在心裡，沒有辦法放得低。
And by holding on to it real tight, you're basically saying to Jesus, I don't want you to renovate this heart.
所以當你是很捉緊，很緊張你自己過去一些事一啲嘅情緒嘅時候，你只係同耶穌話：你唔好掂，唔好修理我嘅心。
And that's a very scary thought, and we can't say that to him.
呢個係一個好得人驚嘅情形，我哋絕對唔可以咁樣嚟到同我哋嘅主人左右佢嘅主權。
As our church is being renovated every week with hammers and drills.Let us all also renovate our hearts by removing the old and letting Jesus make us new.
所以当每一个星期我们教会的装修工程继续的时候，让我们的主在我们的心里面能够复修我们的心，成为祂在我们心里面满有主权的主人。
Let's pray.
我们请低头祈祷。
Father, as a pastor, I ask that you would first help and forgive me for the sins that I have committed.
天父，在教会里面是一个牧者，一个传道人的身份，神啊，求你先赦免我的罪过。
It would be such a shame for me to tell everyone to change when I am not even changing myself.
我会是很羞愧，如果我叫全会众来到改变他们的心，但是我自己却是一点都没有改变。
So Father, we thank you for this church, a church that comes together so many times, even during the week. We come together, and Father, we know that we have problems.
天父，我感谢这个教会，不单止在主日来聚在一起，并且在其他时候都有很多的聚会。
So Father, we ask that each of us, that we look deep inside our hearts and determine the things that we need to throw out.
所以神啊，让我们是很诚实的来到观察自己的内心，有没有一些是旧事，一些旧是破坏的事，我们是需要清除。
And Father, we pray that we won't criticize the things that you want us to remove, and that we won't criticize the way that you are working with us, but Father, we want to have you do the things that you want to do in our hearts.
天父，我们求你叫我们不要拒绝或者是批评你怎么样来到将我们内心的污秽除去，乃是愿意你在我们的心里面有完全的主权。
And as each of us renovates our hearts,Father, we know that we come together as a family and we become the church that you just absolutely love.
天父，我们很愿意当你修复我们的心的时候，我们真的能够和睦成为一家人，是成为你所喜悦的教会。
We thank you so much in Jesus' most precious name.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.